AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two U.S. officials say the fighter jet pilots who were scrambled yesterday when a business jet flew over Washington reported the pilot appeared to be slumped over and unresponsive. Sagar Magani and what the National Security Council is saying about the incident.
The NSC's John Kirby says after 9/11,
Operation Noble Eagle was stood up.
A way of policing sensitive airspace. If a pilot wanders into it, they get a radio call to leave.
99 times out of 100, that's all it takes.
That didn't work this time, so the Pentagon scrambled six F-16s. Two from Joint Base Andrews intercepted the Cessna first.
Which is why people here in the district area heard a sonic boom. They had to break the sound barrier to get up to speed.
Kirby says the pilot did not respond to radio calls or flares. The entire time, the White House and Pentagon were getting real-time updates from the F-16 pilots.
Just a classic textbook response.
One, Kirby says, ended tragically for four people and their families. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal trial over the constitutionality of Oregon's voter-approved gun control measure has opened. It's being held before a judge, not a jury. The Supreme Court will hear a case in which a man tried to trademark a phrase mocking former President Trump as too small. The Justice Department is urging the court to deny a trademark for the suggestive phrase. Lawyers for Donald Trump met with Justice Department officials today as a decision nears on whether to bring criminal charges over the handling of classified documents at his Florida estate. Former FBI agent Robert Hansen, convicted of spying for Russia, has died in prison. Hansen took more than $1.4 million in cash and diamonds to trade secrets with Moscow. And Ukrainian forces are making a major effort to punch through Russian defensive lines in southeast Ukraine for a second day, and what may be the start of a counteroffensive. This is AP News. An award-winning documentary on the invasion of Mariupol has been screened in Ukraine.
This is the first time I saw the Russian sign of war.
20 Days in Mariupol made its premiere in Ukraine on Saturday, watched by some of the Ukrainian medics and first responders who were chronicled in the documentary about how Russian forces bombed and blasted their way into the southeastern port city last year. The AP's Mstislav Chernov, who directed the film, says he was deeply moved by viewers' reactions at the Kyiv screening.
It was so emotionally devastating for me to see tears of Ukrainians, to see tears of those who have been with us, those thanks to who we survived.
For some, the screening served as an unsettling flashback to their own brush with death in the city. Chernov says,
"This is a history of Ukraine."
I'm Charles Duledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.